We know he doesn't hold a ball in his hand too long. You know, he's one of those mastermind guys of the game, and you just had to be able to contain him.
And what did you learn from game one about that?
You know, we have to take care of our responsibilities. You know, a guy got here, a guy got there. You know, not being on the same page as coverage, and, you know, he's going to expose you like that.
Is there a sense of relief on Adrian, Jasper, that at least there's seemingly closure?
I mean, at least we know what's going on now. So, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we have to go and handle business just like we did week two.
How much were you paying attention to yesterday's happenings?
Really not much, you know. But most importantly, you know, Adrian is a great guy, man. Not only as a football player, but as a human being.
Jasper, did you read what the commissioner
wrote? No, I didn't. No. You know, it's not for me to say. You know, it's a process. So.
You think it's unfair?
It's not for me to say. You know, whether it's fair or not, it's out of my hands.
Did Coach Zimmer have a message or anything to say about it this morning when you guys walked in the building?
No. You know, it's always when you lose a guy like that. You know, it's always the next man up.
Are you guys using the footage from the Green Bay game a little bit more since you have played them and are playing them again?
Yeah, it's on our iPad since, you know, last time we played them, and, you know, see some of the mistakes that we made and go out and be able to capitalize.
I think Coach said he felt like a lot of things got corrected from that film for the following games. Like, where do you grow from this past Sunday reapplying the lessons from the last time?
Well, number one, basically on defense, you know, you have to be able to go out and tackle pretty well. 27 is a good back, big back, you know, like a battering ram. He's going to take more than one guy to bring him down. You know, we don't want to leave one guy on him, you know. He's a tough runner.
One more question about Adrian. When a guy gets injured, right, and he's out for the season, a lot of times he's in the training room, he's in the locker room, he's on the sideline during a game. In this case, it's like gone.
Mm-hmm.
Did that in any way help the team sort of cope with it?
Anytime you have a guy like Adrian, you know, just all around great athlete, great person in the locker room, great leader. You know, anytime you lose a guy like that, it's gonna hurt the team a little bit. But you know, we've been dealing with this since week two. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job about handling him not being here. And now we know what just happened. You know what cards we're dealt with. We just have to continue, keep going out playing football like we've been doing.
Jasper, as this went on, did you guys kind of start to think, okay, maybe they're not going to let him come back? That a minute it seemed like, as the longer this dragged on, that it was more likely that it was going to end up this way.
Well, we really didn't know, honestly. But you know, everybody was waiting on the decision. I'm sure. You know, ultimately the decision came out yesterday, and this is what cards we've been dealt. So we have to take it and continue to keep going.
What sort of things can the defense do to kind of shore up the running game or defense against the running game?
That's simple. You know, make the tackles, be in the right gaps, you know, play your responsibility.
Has it just been the lack of tackling that's caused backs to have big games against you guys?
Yeah, I'll say that would contribute. And guys is not being in the right place. You know, it's something that you have to work on continuously.